Look, up in the sky, a superstar from days gone by. Let's have a closer squiz at what it is. As Professor Julian Ross gropes the scope and goes a-gazing at the stars.
Great men from Melbourne High School. David Parkin, Flea Wakeman, General Mark Lee, Glenn Lovett and Neil Roberts. Roberts joined St Kilda for 1952, soon nicknamed Coconut for his blonde hair and tan complexion. Began his career on the forward line, goals few and far between. Coaches shifted him to centre half back. At 185 and 81, Neil clicked straight away. Clever use of the body and long arms helped him to drag down tons of marks. Always a fist to the ball when his opponent expected a simple chesty. Sometimes the Roberts kicking lacked distance. 1955 represented Victoria, won his club's best and fairest. Also, the debut of a strongly built bloke named Alan Jeans. 1956, Alan Killigrew, new senior coach, cleaned out the list, built a new look side around his centre-half back. Killer, known as the hot gospeler, famous for impassioned speeches and high emotion. A newspaper photo, the coach wiping his face with a Saints towel handed over by a fan at the Junction Oval fence. During 1957, St Kilda improved. 1958, troubled top sides. Roberts enjoyed a brilliant season. Aged 25, won the Brownlow medal with 20 votes. 1959, a volcanic year. Coach Killigrew, major arguments with the committee. He resigned. On the field, Roberts appointed captain, a natural leader. NR continued great form. 1961, the Sainters completed the season third on the ladder. Footscray knocked off St Kilda by 9 points in the first semi. Neil finished his career in 1962, 169 games, 40 goals. He then joined the World of Sport panel, which went for decades, longer than his 11 years in the red, white and black. Neil Roberts, forward turned defender.
Oh, thanks, Julian, and we welcome now to the Could Have Been Champions, Neil Roberts. Good afternoon, Neil, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Not a bad script writer you got there.
Yeah, but it's all true, Neil.
Partially.
In 11 seasons, they were all played at the Junction Oval. You were on the very cusp of an era at St Kilda, weren't you? A young Alan Jeans arrived to take over as coach. You had that time when you made the finals. Graham Kennedy took on the club as a supporter. Must have been very exciting, just right up to the time when you finished up, Neil.
Well, it was, and it was a big drop-off when four or five of us left. I mean, Eric left, Eric Guy, Bud Ann and myself all left on the one day, and we sort of had a reasonable back six in those days. We're trying to build, trying to get off the bottom, get some publicity and get moving. And Alan came along, and we picked up some great recruits. Of course, Darryl Baldock had 1962 with us, and then he took over as captain. Of course, they recruited Stuart and John Bonney and fellas like that, and Alan Morrow and Dittrich, and players solidified, and Verdenhouse stayed on, and Rossi Smith, and they carried us through. We had a terrible year in 65 and then in 66. Well, a good year, but we got knocked off in the grand final. Learned a lot then. I think even Alan Jeans would admit that they didn't know much about finals in those days. However, 66 took it off, and what a magnificent victory it was. As a matter of fact, the boys in that 66 premiership side are going over to see Darryl Baldock, and they're going to have a night the night we play Hawthorn at down in Tassie. So that celebration, it's one mantle they want to lose, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil, Cove here, how are you?
Yeah, good, Cove. How are you?
Are you still in Geelong?
No, I came home.
You were there last night.
I had to feed the dog.
Oh, right. Can't the dog look after itself now?
No, she's mental. She's a mental cripple. She's all over the furniture, all over us, you know. She's totally ruined. She's beautiful, though. I'd be gone without her.
Now, look, in all those days on World of Sport,
yeah,
Louie and Jack and yourself and Bob and all that, you always used to talk about blokes that were no good in the forward line ending up in the back line. You used to always say, rat bags to the back line. Were you a rat bag?
No, I didn't ever say it, Cove. I didn't say it. It was Jack Dyer always said that.
Mm-hmm.
He hated ammos, he hated little blokes, and he said forwards, failed forwards, back to the back line.
Although you went from the forward line to the back line.
Yeah, I did, and luckily I did. It's a culture shock. You kick 100 in the amateurs a season, then you go down and you struggle to kick 40, you know, in half a season. It's terrible.
Neil,
I was very glad.
You had a fabulous year in 1958. You won the Brownlow with 24 votes. That was a wonderful effort.
Well.
But the year before and after, Neil, intrigued me. The year before, you played one more game but only got one vote.
Mm.
16 games in 58, you got 24 votes, won the Brownlow. The year after, 17 games, and you only got two votes. What happened there?
I don't know. Well, let's explain the first one. I had rheumatic fever in 57.
Mm-hmm.
And Killigrew kept coming, dragging me out of bed and taking me to the match game.
he could be persuasive.
After he'd been to church, no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, I'm not making any excuses, but I wasn't all that well. But, and the year after, I thought I'd played better than I'd played the year before when I won the medal. Mm. I only got two votes.
The umpies decided you'd had your
share. Turn, yeah.
Had enough, yeah.
Could you imagine a centre-half back winning a Brownlow these days?
Oh, yes. I think they're close enough to the play to do it. And they, because half-backs this time, these days, they run through the lines and they initiate a hell of a lot of play. Mm. Look at your team down there.
Mm.
When you see Scarlett up looking to kick a goal, you know, everybody down, but everyone's got to get back again, of course.
Now, Neil, after footy, we all got used to seeing you on the telly, particularly on World of Sport, but you did leave the World of Sport panel for a period where you went down to run Mawson Base in Antarctica. Tell us about that.
Correct, yeah. Well, it was something I've always aimed at. My grandfather was Norwegian. He was a sea captain, and he was a classic character. He's one of the best all-rounders. And he used to sit down and make little models of ships and put them in bottles and tell us about, you know, being washed overboard and all that sort of. It was very romantic. But I felt I'm a bit of a frustrated coach. I mean, I wanted to coach Carlton, but I had a car smash and all that sort of stuff, you know, about all that. But I think everybody, every ex-footballer needs to show a bit of leadership somewhere. And I wanted to do something on a national scale, and I wanted something that involved real leadership. And I wanted a sea voyage. And my curiosity sent me to Antarctica. Now, I was a teacher, so I had no qualifications, except that I had a bit of leadership, and I went down for 16 months to run the Mawson Base. It's the most challenging and the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Mm. And all these years later, a passion you developed then is still very much with you, and that is about saving the albatross.
Yes.
And you've taken up painting, Neil.
Yes, I have. That car smash, we hit a tree down at Lismore. It changed my direction a bit. I was a phys ed teacher, of course, and then I had to re-qualify, and I taught art for 15 years, and it left me with a passion for oil painting. And I went with young Mick down to Antarctica March in 2007 with Jennifer Adams. We made a video, but there were some wonderful photographs taken. I did quite a bit of sketching down there, and I thought, well, we'll do something here, because The albatross is a magnificent bird. It's iconic, and it's the flagship species for the conservation of the whole ocean. I mean, when you think of a bird with an 11.5-foot wingspan, and it can go around the world without flapping its wings. Some went round twice in one year.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they use the wind and the way they just stay at sea for 22 years. And they're dying. We lose about 100,000 every year to those longliners from South America and Japan.
You should try and convince the new Gold Coast side to, you know, adopt the albatross as their symbol.
I'd love to.
Hey?
I'd love to. Don't worry. What we're trying to do is to educate fishermen, you know, and educate skippers and educate governments. In some of the third world countries, they actually catch albatross for food. And, you know, it's just, they're such a trusting bird. They're such a majestic bird. They're almost spiritual. Of course, you can read Coleridge and Tales of the Ancient Mariner and things like that. And they say that the souls of sailors go up to heaven with the albatross. And it's quite mythical. But they are just a glorious bird, and it's a shame to see them drowned on these long lines. Yeah. But we're getting a long way. I mean, we're educating people, we're educating governments. New Zealand seems to be the hub of it all, and we've made videos and we've had T-shirts, we've spoken to skippers, we've put inspectors and instructors on ships, and things are coming around.
And you've got an art exhibition which opened in Geelong last night.
Yes, I had one in at Smart Arts, hard thing to say that, studio in Melbourne, run by Mark Dawson's wife.
Yes.
And we raised $35,000on that night. And last night we had with the leftovers and with some wonderful work from Brett Jarrett and Rod McKenzie and Fred Elliott, we put together one down at the Shearer's Run, 202 Aberdeen Street.
Shearer's Arms.
Yeah, Shearer's. It was a pub, I think, called the Shearer's Run. Now it's a gallery. It's opposite the Newtown Primary School.
Yep.
And that's open for another week, open today, tomorrow, and right up until next Saturday. And if anyone wants to stroll in and have a look, it's quite a unique exhibition, actually.
Well, there's a Dali exhibition at the main centre, but that'll be swamped by this one.
For Get the Albatross Off the Hook, an exhibition of paintings inspired by Antarctica. Neil, what about your Saints at the minute?
At the minute, I think we're going nicely. I don't think we've got quite the depth that Geelong have got. But we have balance. We've got first use of the ball with good rucks. We've got two worrisome, for opposing coaches, two forwards who could swing a game. We've also got we're doing some decent rotations through the centre line. And we're just wanting Max to come good because we need that extra man in the back line. I think we've got a pretty well-balanced side, but also we're learning to win from all positions. You know? And I think that's to get that mindset, to have them confident to win from regardless of the situation is a big thing. I can see a few blemishes in the Cats side. We've got some. They're a wonderful side, I know, but they're not unbeatable. And I think that it'll be a great contest. If we win or lose by two goals, that's fine. And the only thing I think at the moment that we should do is not to give away any secrets at this stage.
Don't play all the cards.
No.
Neil, is there another Roberts in the dynasty? You distinguished yourself in the Saints jumper. You mentioned young Mick who represented Victoria. Is there another one waiting in the wings to continue?
Not that I know of. There's none I pay tax on.
Well, that seems to be a big problem, doesn't it? Doesn't all these St Kilda supporters keep having footballers, ex-footballers
having
girls?
I don't know what it is.
Any grandchildren, who are boys?
I've got about 16 grandchildren, but most of them are girls too.
Right, no.
I don't know about that.
Hey, when you're in Geelong, did you pop around and see Bobby?
No, but I didn't see Bobby, but I'm going to this week. I was going to bring Kekka with me. I asked Kekka what an albatross was, and he said it's 3 under par on the golf course. he said a funny thing. He said he played with a bloke the other day. He said, have you ever, the 8th at Metropolitan, the road runs along adjacent to it. He said, every time I hit off that tee, I hit the bus. His mate said, how do you manage that? He said, I buy a timetable.
Neil, thanks so much for joining us today. And, of course, enjoy the game tomorrow. I know you're anticipating it as much as anyone.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil.
Bye.
Neil Coco Roberts.